Europe's political commentators are having a field day with the recall vote in California, but for bizarre politics, they really don't have to look further than one of their own posh resorts. Marbella, on Spain's Mediterranean coast, has long attracted the international glitterati. Now, it's mired in scandals over millions of dollars missing from city coffers and the antics of its leaders. Jerome Sokolowski went to Marbella to find out more.
Jesus Gil was the mayor of Marbella from 1991 until 2 years ago, when he was found guilty of diverting city funds to his professional soccer team and barred from office until the year 2029. But few people here doubt that he still runs the show. Gil likes to appear next to a portrait of Marlon Brando as the Godfather, and he's been accused of mafia-style tactics. He freely invites comparisons with Idi Amin and other unsavory figures. So when the man he appointed as the new mayor openly turned against him, few people expected Gil to take it lightly.
El golfo eres tú, que sabes lo que te has estado llevando y has convertido...
You're a good-for-nothing who's turned City Hall into a gang of thieves, Gil told the successor, Julián Muñoz, during an encounter on a sleazy gossip show.
Tú eres el traidor...
You're the traitor, responded Muñoz, and the liar and the tyrant and all Marbella knows it. Several days later, Muñoz was removed from office and a new Gil loyalist was appointed. But the mutual accusations of corrupt practices didn't escape the attention of prosecutors. They've been trying to get an insider to go public on the shady property deals that have enriched so many Marbellas over the last decade. Gil's troubles with the law date back to 1969, when a convention center he built collapsed, killing dozens of people. He's had several spells in jail, and he's the main suspect in numerous investigations into bribery, fraud, graft, zoning violations, and the use of police officers as private bodyguards. Carmen Rigalt, a society columnist for El Mundo newspaper, says the corruption scandals highlight what Marbella has become. She says it's a far cry from the placid resort that once attracted European aristocrats and those Spaniards call Los Beautiful People. Sipping coffee on the terrace of the luxury Incosol Hotel, she remembers when George Hamilton, Brooke Shields, Elizabeth Taylor, and Sean Connery lit up the Marbella scene.
Yo recuerdo haber visto aquí George Hamilton, después que vino una vez que vino con Brooke Shields, Liz Taylor, toda esta gente sí la recuerdo.
Nowadays, she says, the glitterati go to Mallorca, where Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones have a house, and Claudia Schiffer just threw a birthday party. Meanwhile, in Marbella, it's the lesser celebrities, such as Concha Cuetos and Marujita Diaz, figures from Spanish soap operas and the TV gossip circuit, who attract stargazers. Maria Luisa Ferrandin, a jeweler from Alicante, says she saw Dino, a Cuban 20-something whose main claim to fame is escorting famous women several times his age.
Here you see Dino and all the other famous people from TV. I think it's great.
This new Marbella symbolizes the España Profunda, or deep Spain, that the elites in Madrid and Barcelona look down on. It's the Spain of flamenco and bullfights and passion, and Gil has always been popular in these circles. Muñoz, on the other hand, who used to wait tables in a restaurant, was virtually unknown before he became mayor. That's why many people think his troubles with Gil really began when his popularity soared after he started dating a certain singer.
Isabel, yo me llamo Isabel, Isabel.
Her name is Isabel Pantoja. She's a queen of the copla, the popular flamenco style. And her former husband was a matador who was gored to death in a bullfight. Muñoz hasn't given up his fight. Even though he's also under investigation for corruption, he's formed a new political party, and he'll vie for the mayor's office in the next election. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski.